Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Glenn Schuck. Here are today's top local stories. The last time transit workers went on strike against the MTA was back in 2005, and talks now don't seem to be going anywhere. And while any walkout by the union is considered illegal under state law, could a work slowdown be in the cards? John Montone with more from the Times Square station for us this morning live. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Glenn. Black Friday could become Slack Friday. And while union president John Samuelson is not saying there will be a slowdown, he tells 1010 Winds transit workers right now feel a righteous anger at the MTA.
Low morale workers equals bad service.
This transit worker, a track worker, tells me he'll keep doing his job, but other workers might ease off.
Have you heard talk of it, people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's upset. Nobody, you know. Like I said, when in any job, when you feel unappreciated, you don't want to do your job, you know? So, yeah.
Feel unappreciated?
Of course, of course.
And as their union leader says, worker patience has worn thin. John Montone, 1010 Winds at the Times Square station.
Two-alarm fire in a six-story apartment building. This was in the Baychester section of the Bronx. The FDNY reporting at least 22 injuries, all non-life-threatening, eight residents and 14 first responders. Mostly minor smoke inhalation as they had run into that building on Baychester Avenue to help get people out. Resident Harold Bonet spoke with Channel 4.
When I realized that it was coming from the building, I got up from the couch. I ran to the window. I opened it up. And lo and behold, I assumed it was the second floor, which it was. And I saw flames just gushing out, man. I mean, big time, like never before.
That blaze, indeed, on the second and third floors, in fact, brought under control in about an hour. Parents in Westchester County are rallying around a football coach. Why? Our Roger Stern explains. He joins us live from New Rochelle this morning. Roger?
Glenn, he is known as Coach D, Louis D. Rienzo, and he's been a longtime varsity football coach here in New Rochelle until last week when he was abruptly reassigned pending an investigation. And parents rushed to his defense at last night's school board meeting.
The problem that is plaguing our community is this board.
Yes!
And it's tyrannical leadership.
And there was this from an educator.
As a teacher, I'd say by missing all of these marks, it seems to me that you've already failed.
Well, school officials are not saying why they are investigating the coach, but his defenders say he helped a student who was in distress leave school with her father, a student who is related to the coach. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in New Rochelle.
Second day in a row, a fatal shooting in Newark and officers responding to the crime apparently were attacked and injured as well. Three men hit by gunfire about 8:45 last night on Clinton Place at a barbershop. One man died. Another is critical. And an officer was actually assaulted, we're told, by somebody who crossed over the police tape during the investigation. That person was arrested, but whoever did the shooting, still out there. This is about a mile away from where four people were shot Monday night in Newark, and one died. If you're a frequent user of livery cabs here in the city, a big change starting today. Drivers are actually going to ask for their fare in advance, so be ready for that. It's estimated that up to 30% of all livery rides go unpaid, passengers skipping out on the bill. The New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers saying it's told all drivers to start collecting right up front after a driver was arrested Monday. Told you about that on charges he had stabbed a passenger who didn't pay him. A man was shot and killed in East New York and Brooklyn Tuesday morning. In the midst of all the gunfire, a school bus and another city bus actually were both hit by stray bullets. 32-year-old Francisco Bonilla was shot as he was standing on Pennsylvania Avenue. This is around 8:45. This was right in front of the building where he lives with his mom. This is Daniel Gonzalez.
I hear some bang, 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 some shots. So when I went through the front of the door on 381, people was running.
No injuries to anybody on the school bus. There was the driver and just one child on board at the time, we were told, and no arrests as the police continue their investigation this morning. New York City's top cop leaving at the end of the month, and he sat down with our Juliet Papa about his tenure.
Commissioner James O'Neill was a transit cop for 12 years. He knows the territory, and he addresses the upsurge in misdemeanor complaints, a 23% increase over the past 5 years.
It's been characterized that we're going back to the 80s. People who are saying that, I'm not sure if they were here in the 80s. We're not even close.
He says there will be enforcement to ensure that law-abiding citizens travel safely. O'Neill firmly endorses neighborhood policing. He sees it as going to the next level for New Yorkers in need.
If they can come to the police and if there's an issue and we can help them resolve that beyond crime, I think that's a real positive step.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
You can listen to the entire interview with the police commissioner and Juliet Papa at 1010winds.com. The Jeffrey Epstein case was front and center at a Senate hearing involving Federal Bureau of Prisons. That's the director there, Kathleen Hawkes Sawyer, yesterday. Louisiana's GOP Senator John Kennedy saying he has questions about Epstein's death at the Metropolitan Correctional Center here in the city where he was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges.
How can I put this? Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think. And they deserve some answers.
But the New York City Medical Examiner has ruled Epstein's death suicide by hanging. Two prison guards on duty the night Epstein died were charged yesterday with falsifying records.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.